All right, Ivor, you got that intro queued up for me? All right, hit that play button.
I'm in position. Affirmative. Negative.
I am the milkman. My milk is delicious.
Roger that. Okay, let's go.
Welcome to the Best Linux Games Podcast.
Go, go, go!
Linux games, the best games available for the GNU/Linux operating system via the mechanism and distribution network known as Steam, brought to you by Valve.
After 700,000 years, yes, Linux has come to Linux, and beyond that, it has come to Linux in the form of a egalitarian Linux-like platform, Steam, an open marketplace in which
that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday, and that means it's time for one thing. It's time for the podcast where the quality goes in before the name goes on. You're listening to the Best Linux Games Podcast, a companion piece to the Steam group of the same name. Find us on Steam, you know, join us on Steam, and friend me on Steam. My name is Skooky Sprite. I am your host. In case this is your first time here, the ground rules for everything that we do are very simple. We have news, we have the latest titles that we are interested in, of course. Features, you know, like kind of in-depth looks or reviews, and then we have, of course, everyone's favorite,
the deals.
The best games that you can buy for as cheap as possible. If you join us on the group, our recommendations are curated with the sole criteria of these are recommendations only, of course. Not complete reviews, which generally will follow, especially once they get some other mofos on this show. And as always,
the content that awaits you ahead, it may not be appropriate for members of all species, races, genders, classes, creeds, and especially might not be age or work appropriate. So,
it begins. Let's get the Linux gaming on, bitches!
Oh, well, that was a horrific blast from the past. Not horrific in a, oh my god, this is terrible, but oh my god, that hurts my heart. But anyway, yes, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between, welcome to the final episode, episode number 467 of the Best Linux Games Podcast. What you just heard was the intro music played from my phone. Because Ivor is still terrible at his job. I mean, you just can't believe that guy is still knocking around. Ugh, criminy. But yes, that was our dearly departed host, Skooky Sprite, a.k.a. Seth Flynn Barkin, a.k.a. my best friend in the entire world. For those of you that don't know, and how would you know? I've never done this before. My name is Jeffy Wise. You've heard me mentioned on the show many times, usually in some way that negates my feelings about Metal Gear Solid 3, but we won't go into that. What we will go into is the intro to the show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This show is being recorded for you on this, the 28th day of March, 2024 at 1:08 p.m., or as we always would like to see in sequel time, 2024-0328 at 13:08 p.m. West Coast, Best Coast, Coast with the Most. Ivor Merlina over there in the booth. What are you doing? He is holding up the whiskey sign. And if everyone would join with me now. Tip, 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 drink, 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 drink. Ah, delicious. Mmm, good shit. So yes, we're going to see if we can do this in one take. There will be a lot of stops and starts. I will stutter. I will most likely break down in a horrific, crying type fashion. Yeah, so if you didn't hear me, or I was speaking too fast, which I've been accused of many times, our host, dear friend, compatriot, leader, all around, best guy in the entire world, Seth has passed on. I was given permission to record this, the final episode, as a tribute to him, and it kind of as, you know, a bookend for the Best Linux Games Podcast. I was listening to the show in its early days. Like, literally, he tested the show on me to see if he had the chops. And of course, you know, I'm like, yes, of course you do. You did the, you know, the Vinyl Freak with Captain Midnight, my favorite podcast of all time, which you should still search out. It is available and still plays. I believe it's if you just search the Vinyl Freak with Captain Midnight in your search engine of choice, it will appear. And that was Seth's first show. It was fantastic. He would play a record from his record collection, giving you all sorts of information, which, by the way, I have his record collection. I don't know if I will continue the Vinyl Freak with Captain Midnight, because I am not an amateur musicologist like Seth was. He knows the ins and outs of all types of music, but his specialty was jazz. All kinds of jazz. Like, this guy, he knew everything about everything. He was a walking encyclopedia. Yeah, that was one of our favorite things to do, was just to listen to just a great music and drink great whiskey and just hang out and, you know, just do amazing things. It's funny. I've joined the Discord, which, if you haven't joined the Discord, look on one of the older episodes. The link is still there. I'm going to see if I can copy paste some information just to try and get it out there. But yes, big thanks to everybody on the Discord for being an amazing group of people, you know, for just keeping everything as positive as we can in this, you know, horrible, horrible time. Yeah, it's really hard, you know, losing someone as important to you and to me as Seth. He was my best friend. Like, I have so many stories, and it's funny, you know, I'm trying to think of some just to tell you guys that don't seem like some gigantic, you know, just ode to him. Because, I mean, I can go on for literally hours. And we want to make this a quick episode, right, Ivor? That means we'll be here till Christmas. Yeah, I kind of wish I had a sound effects board to, you know, throw in all the fun little quips that we would have. So, yeah, that's really what's been going on. It's, you know, it's been a lot of heartache. Seth's mom, you know, God rest her soul, she passed not too long after he did, and, you know, we did speak a little bit, and she was an amazing lady as well. It's, you know, it's tough, you know, losing people like that back to back. His gravestone, I should say, is still not finished. Once it is, I will post a picture of it, you know, just so everybody can, you know, see what it is. You know, I don't know, you know, I'm sure the internet has some sort of grave marker search engine type thing, because that seems to be something that, no, I will retract that. No, it seems like it's a cool thing, you know. So let's get into some story time here. So, Seth and I, we worked together at a restaurant here in Las Vegas known as the Golden Steer, oldest steakhouse supposedly in Las Vegas. I mean, it technically is, because, you know, it's county lines and city limits and just all sorts of bullshit no one cares about. But I was there as a busser slash bartender slash waiter, and Seth played the piano. He came in, you know, and, you know, I was introduced, you know, we made our pleasantries, and he started playing. I'm like, oh man, this guy's really good, you know. And he sat down, and this was his thing. He always would sit at the same machine, because it had a bunch of video poker machines. He would always ask for a double shot of whiskey with a Coke back. And I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know, I'd always give it to him, and we got to talking about video games. And that's when he just really opened up the entire world. Like, he was like, oh yeah, I did this little thing called, Blue Wizard is About to Die. I'm like, oh, what's that? He's like, oh, it's a book about video game poetry. I'm like, what, no shit? Yeah. He's like, yeah, no shit. So he brought me a copy, you know, about a week later, signed it in the whole nine yards, and I read it. I'm like, oh my God, this is balls to the wall, like, amazing. Like, I'm not a poetry guy. Like, I always thought it's like, it had to follow, you know, certain forms, like, this center, you know, like how haikus have a form and so on and so forth. Seth's poetry, however, was more free-flowing and just, you know, filled with weird little tidbits, and I'm like, this guy's cool. I dig on this. So we got to talking about some more stuff, and, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, we should come hang out. And, you know, I was hanging out with Seth a lot, and it is funny. Seth was a few years older than I am, 5 years older, to be exact, but it's weird how we ran in the same circles, just a little bit differently. Like, we used to have a LAN parlor across the street from the university here, the UNLV. He would be there all the time. I would be there all the time, but we never really interacted. He probably killed me in Counter-Strike many, many times without even me knowing who he is. Because he is still one of the best Counter-Strike players in history. And there is records that back that up, that Skooky Sprite is a fucking murder machine. In fact, he was telling me not too long before he passed that there were still professional gaming teams reaching out to him to see if he would come out of retirement and play. But, you know, he'd be gracious about it. He's like, oh, you know, thank you for thinking of me, but, you know, because of my hand injury, you know, I can't play like I used to play. And let me tell you, that hand injury he had, that was no fucking joke. Like, man, we would be talking about it sometimes, because I had my own issues with my hearing, and he's like, oh yeah, and he's like, my hand's all fucked up. And he was terrified about losing the ability to use his hand. And let me tell you, it was fucking gnarly. Like, I couldn't believe it. But, you know, by the grace of God, you know, he did get, you know, things turned out to be actually okay. You know, he was surprised, you know, he was happy. You know, he still had to wear a splint, and he still was able to play some games, but, you know, not like he used to. But that didn't stop him. Seth, above all, Seth was a fucking go-getter. Like, he did not let things hold him back. Like, if there was a way to do something, he would absolutely fucking do it. Like, he didn't stop. Like, there was one time, you know, he lost his kit bag. That's pretty much what he kept all his music in, like his sheet music and stuff for playing. And someone stole it out of his car, and, you know, he was real broken up about it, because, I mean, he had spent a lot of time collecting some of that sheet music, and some of it might have been the only copy of that sheet music, and some fucking jackass just took it just to take it, you know. But no, that he didn't stop, man. He kept on playing. You know, he was still amazing. Like, you know, he would tell me he didn't really, like, read from sight music, but, you know, sheet music, but he still played like nobody's business. In fact, you know, before Google acquired YouTube, he had a lot of views on his channel of him playing. Like, and he would take requests. He would show people how to play. In fact, I know as a side gig, he would be tutoring people in music. I always thought to take him up on it because, you know, I always thought, you know, playing piano would be cool, but I got these little stubby fingers and it's not good for nothing. so anyway, yeah, back to the Golden Steer. So yeah, you know, that was our thing. You know, he'd come in and play, you know, most nights I'd be sitting there behind the bar and we'd just hang out. I'd listen to him play, give him drinks. You know, we'd just hang out. In fact, there was one night, you know, we got a little toasty and went and saw the Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. We both left that movie fairly angry. That was not a good movie. And then, we both got laid off from the Steer. You know, it was a lot of politics and just stupid bullshit, poor management, and, you know, both of us still carry a kind of blood feud according to that place. But no, that was whatever. That was just a time in our lives. I can remember there was another time where Seth and I went to go see the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And he had seen the Preservation Hall probably a dozen times before this. This was my first time seeing it, and blew me away. Like, he was like, yeah, man, you think listening to Preservation Hall on vinyl is amazing? No, 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 you gotta see them live. And that was it. That was a crazy night. We both, like, we lost our minds, you know, watching this amazing concert. We drove up and down the strip. He handed me his camera. He's like, hey, try and get some weird photography. Like, that was another thing. Seth was he was a great photographer. Like, he had a knack. Like, he was just an all-around artist. Like, music, drawing, sculpting, coding, photography, you know, this dude, that, like, there was nothing that he touched that he did not put his own personal spin on. Like, it was fantastic. And there was one shot that I got. We were driving by the Aria Hotel, and they had, like, this weird stacked canoe sculpture, and I'm leaning out the side of his car on the passenger side, like, I get this just crazy angle, and he looks at the picture later, and he loses his shit. He's like, oh my god, that is amazing. He printed it out, he did all sorts of, you know, Photoshop to it, and it looked like it was just a completely different picture, but he was like, this is so cool. I am so glad you were able to snatch that picture. Yeah, that was a good night. That was one of the fun times. And another, it's just a weird story about us. So, Seth gambled a lot. That was his bread and butter. Like, he liked to play Keno. That was one of his favorite games. Because it was, you know, because for those of you that have never played Keno, you have a board of numbers. I don't know how many there are off the top of my head. But you put in your denomination of choice. Seth liked to play quarters. He would play a dollar at a time. And you pick between 1 and 10 numbers. You know, you hit, I think with 10 numbers, you have to hit 4 to make your bet back. And then, you know, it just goes up from there. Seth would always play 10 numbers, you know, swing for the fences. You know, you're not going to hit a home run every time, but you're going to hit something. And there was one day he did hit for a good amount. He calls me up. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just getting off work. What's going on? He's like, hey, meet me at the bar. I'm like, okay, cool. Because Seth, you know, he would always go to just a single bar until either they made him angry enough to leave or he made them angry enough to kick him out. I've been on the receiving end of getting kicked out of a few bars with Seth. But yeah, that's neither here nor there. So I meet him at the bar, and, you know, we're hanging out, and he's like, hey, we got to wait till about 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, cool. It's 6 o'clock. I just got off of work, had a couple drinks, had some breakfast. We were just hanging out, and, you know, 10 o'clock rolls around. He's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. He hands me his phone, and it's set to this website, for a custom hat store here in Las Vegas. And I'm like, custom hats? It's like, what are you talking about, man? He's like, no. We're going to go down and we're going to get our own custom hats made. I'm like, all right. I've never even had entertained the idea of having a custom hat made. And let me tell you, these hats are fucking cool. Like, I have sets sitting on my head right now just to kind of see if I can channel his energy just to, you know, make this show a little bit better. But, that's one of my favorite things. Like, I keep my hat in my closet, you know, in special storage so it doesn't get messed up. But, you know, I only will wear it for, like, real special occasions. And, when I was over it at his mom's house, you know, going through all his stuff with his aunt and his mom's best friend, I saw the hat, and I broke down pretty hard. Because that was a real good day for us. And I just couldn't let that hat sit in the garage. No, I had to take it home, get it cleaned, and, you know, put it in a pretty special place. In fact, I got a lot of his stuff. much to my wife's chagrin, you know. But, you know, I'm in my own Fortress of Doom right here. Fortress of Solitude, so she can't say what happens between behind this door. This is my own personal little space. In fact, the computer I'm recording this on, this was another Seth and mine project. He's like, okay, here's a case, here's a motherboard, here's a video card, put it together and make it work. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, here we go. And I did, it took me a couple days, took me a whole new motherboard because there was something wrong with the other one. It was DOA. And he's like, oh, this happens, don't worry about it, you didn't fuck anything up. So I built it and got it going, and he's like, congratulations, you've taken your step into a larger world. And I'm like, well, I mean, if my last PC lasted me fucking 16 years, I'm sure this one's gonna last me even longer. At least that's my hope, because video card prices now is just a little too much for my blood. Let's see, what's another good thing? If you didn't know, I know Seth had mentioned it a few times, he was writing a book when he passed. I'm gonna try and finish that book. I gotta read it because I've seen the rough copy of it. I mean, and this thing is, it's thick. It's double. It's front and back typed pages, and, you know, of course, there was not a definite starting or ending, so I gotta try and put it together. But I wanna think I can. You know, I don't wanna toot my own horn, but I'm well versed in the arts of Seth. You know, I listen to a lot of early versions of Your Mom is a Slutty Wizard. That's if I'm sure you should all go and listen to that. It's a fantastic bit of retro gaming music, and that was all done by him, like, you know, with the exceptions of the, you know, video game sounds. But I mean, he did cut all of those sounds out of all those games, so I mean, it really is a crazy labor of love. It's a love letter to classic gaming and just insanity, which, you know, is very much Seth's style. Let's see, what a, trying to think of some other things. I know if he heard this, he would be rolling his eyes. He's like, don't do this. But, you know, I think it's only fair that someone's here to shut off the lights, put up the chairs, and lock the door, you know. I wish I wasn't a filthy Windows gamer and I could continue on, you know, saying what's new and cool in the world of Linux, but I will tell you, let's see, do we have any deals? Let's see, let's open up Steam here. Control. Set light control. That's only today's deal. Well, if you're listening to this today, which I highly doubt, it's 75% off at $9.99. That's a good one. Let's see, is there anything else on here? There you go. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Complete Edition, 75% off at $12.49. All right, let's see what else we got here. No Man's Sky, that's another best Linux games always on the show. 50% off at $29.99. Now, Seth and I have gone back and forth about No Man's Sky. I did not want to play No Man's Sky because it wasn't the game that I thought it was going to be. And he agreed with me until I think that first real big update came along where they like kind of completely changed the game. And he's like, no, this is what you need to play. This is what this game should be. I'm like, cool. I was looking at it. Of course, I was running on my old PC, which, man, let me tell you, that thing was a workhorse. I had Jedi Fallen Order running on that thing, and I bought that PC back in, God, I want to say 2010, and it was still running those kind of games. So I was very surprised. Hell, it blew his mind every time. You know, I was like, oh yeah, I got this game to run. He's like, how the fuck do you get these games to run? But yeah, No Man's Sky. Yeah, you know, I think it was like the third or fourth like really big update when he went back to play. Like, oh, when they added in VR. And he's like, oh man, they completely nerfed all my shit. And I was like, I don't think I want to play this anymore. I just want to try out the VR setup. And he's like, yeah, it's not that great. So, if you want to try out No Man's Sky, 50% off, $29.99 right now. Let's see, and that's really all the deals I see on the Steam page right now. Let's hope something comes along that piques your interest. Oh, Baldur's Gate 3, yeah. That's Seth never got to finish that one. He was almost there, and we were going back and forth how, you know, once I caught up to him, how we were going to, you know, play a multiplayer campaign together, and it just didn't pan out, unfortunately. So, I'm sure you guys are wondering, how much longer is the show going to go on? Ha 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 ha. It'll still keep going. Don't worry about it. Oh, man, I really... Okay, yeah, slight technical hiccup there. Had to double check on something. Yeah, so we were talking about Baldur's Gate 3. Yeah, that was going to be a really good one to play with Seth. That would have been fun. In fact, it would have been fun to get two or three, maybe even a whole party of four going, you know, from the Discord group. Which, by the way, you guys are amazing. You know, some of you have reached out to me, and you know, I appreciate that. And like I said, I hated to be the bearer of bad news to kind of let everybody know what was happening. I never did get a hold of his social media stuff, so I wasn't able to put out any sort of official release. But you know, the people that in his family and in his friends in the city and outside the city, you know, they found it. I know someone on the Discord found his obituary and posted it up. So I'm sure it's getting around still. I know Seth's mom's friend, Tracy, she has his phone. He's still getting messages like, hey man, where are you? Haven't heard from you in a long time. And, you know, she's letting people know. Oh, yeah, that was a hard thing, you know. Just I kind of lost my train of thought there. It's a hard thing not talking to someone that you talk to pretty much every day, all day long, all night long, you know, because you see things that remind them of you, things that you know they would have loved, things that you know they would have hated, and it's, you know, you kind of have to internalize that now, kind of like keep like a weird inner monologue where it's like, hey, you know, you see this thing? Isn't that fucking stupid? Yeah, bro, it's really fucking stupid. You know, just kind of keep them alive in your thoughts. And I don't want to keep you guys too long. You know, this is already a half hour show. I know there's been episodes that have gone on far longer and episodes that have been far shorter, but this is I think this is where we're gonna be at for today. And maybe I don't know. No, I'm not even gonna promise you that there'll be another show, because there's not going to be. You know, I'm gonna put this up on SoundCloud and you know, if it gets Apple Podcasts, I don't know if it will. I kinda hope it will. But, you know, we'll see. Let's see. One last thing here. For those of you that have not seen the obituary, I'm gonna read it to you. all right. Seth Lynn Barkin, born July 20th, 1980. Laid to rest November 30th, 2023. Seth Flynn Barkin, 43, was born in Las Vegas on July 20th, 1980, and died peacefully in his Las Vegas home on November 3rd, 2023. He was preceded in death by his father Barry Barkin of Las Vegas and Aunt Marna Flynn Williams of Yuma, Arizona. He is survived by his mother Mary Flynn Barkin, his brother Gregory, sisters Barbara and Robin of Las Vegas, and aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, and artistic collaborators. His many talents included poet, stride pianist, programmer, author/copywriter, composer, gamer under the handle Skooky Sprite, and a visual and digital artist. He was the author of A Cacophony of Near-Fatal Mistakes. His book of poetry on video games, Blue Wizard is About to Die, Poe's Proems, and Emoto Versatronic Expressionist Pieces About Video Games, sold internationally and was one of the best-selling domestic poetry books of 2004. In the early 2000s, he was a journalist for Las Vegas City Life newspaper, writing a weekly column reviewing the bar/lounge scenes in Las Vegas, and also for his video game column. I can't remember the name of it right now. Son of a bitch. Oh well, moving on. He was well known for the, quote, best Linux games podcast, this fine podcast you're listening to now. It is a weekly podcast which covered the best games available for the GNU/Linux operating system, which was celebrating its 8th year in circulation. Which I don't think is true. I think we were at 10 years. Well, 10 years that I have listened to it, but that's neither here nor there. Barkin's work as a stride pianist was featured on WNYC's Studio 360 program, nationally syndicated via PRI. He performed for years on the Las Vegas Strip as well as many off-strip bars. At one point, he had over 1 million views of his performances during the early years of YouTube. That is an absolute fact. He absolutely smashed those records on YouTube. And the off-strip bars was, of course, the Golden Steer, the Freakin' Frog, I believe he played at Brewskies a few times, but yeah, unfortunately, there's only a few recordings of him playing in the bar. He recently completed a musical work, Slutty Wizard, well, Your Mom is a Slutty Wizard, which was featured on his website, Dracula Factory. He described this work as, quote, "Ever since I was 14 years old in 1994 and began to compose and arrange with the MIDI system, I've had a double life. I will forever be a traditional jazzer first and foremost, but that is only one side of the coin. With Slutty Wizard, I think I could finally go berserk with this secret futuristic side in a fun, retro, psychotic roller coaster kind of way." End quote. This work gained him acceptance in the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. And as I had mentioned, he was working on a novel at the time of his death. That was his obituary, with my own personal flair thrown in there. I know you're probably asking yourself, how did Seth pass on? According to what I was told, it was natural causes. He had confided in me literally 3 days before it happened that he thinks he had a series of small heart attacks or something like that. And I begged him to go to the doctor, to put off his trip for research on the book just for 2 days. I told him I would pick him up and I'd fucking drive him there, and he's like, no, he was stubborn as shit. He's like, no, I don't need to. I'll do it when I get back, and, you know, I'm sure it's just, you know, something indigestion. And I'm like, bro, don't fuck around like that. And, you know, it sucked. It really sucked. Thinking, you know, there's something we could have done. But, you know, you can't think about it that way, because then you just start spiraling and, you know, you feel like shit. And, you know, sorry for, you know, breaking down like this, but yeah, that's, you know, that's just how, that's how things go sometimes. So yeah, listen to your body. Don't put off something just because the American healthcare system is fucking crap, you know. And I hate to harp on this point, you know, going into medical debt just to make sure you stay alive, you know, it's fucking bullshit. You know, even now, personally, in my own personal life, you know, because this happened, you know, scared the shit out of me enough to where I'm going to the heart doctor now, you know, just to be safe, because, you know, I don't need, you know, my friends and family trying to do something for me like this, because I'm not an important person. You know, I didn't do any, you know, I didn't leave my mark on society like he did, like on people's lives. You know, he's just the kind of guy he was. Just, you know, you either loved him to death or you fucking hated him. And, you know, for some people, it went between both. But for me, Seth was more of a brother to me than my actual brother. What does that say about my family? Well, we'll just leave that as it is. But yeah, it's just one thing. Ivor, stop shuffling around. You're making me nervous. Oh, yeah, that is one last thing we have to do here. Ivor, come over here to the microphone. I don't want you to say anything. I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to look at me and no, don't look at me. You're disgusting. Ivor, you've been with us for many years through both the Final Freak podcast and the Best Links Games podcast. And, well, Ivor, get the fuck out. You're fired. Get your shit. Hit the bricks. No, there's no coming back this time. You're 1,000% fired. Get out of my studio and be gone. And leave the whiskey sign. I'm framing the whiskey sign and I'm putting it up on my wall. Get the fuck out. So everyone say so long to Ivor. He was a good engineer. Sort of. we can't have a best Linux game show without Ivor being fired. That's just the way it goes. Well, ladies and germs, I've held your brains for long enough. I want you to do something for me. I want you to think about your friends. Think about your family. And just, sorry, I pop my knuckles when I'm nervous. I want you to tell them how much they mean to you. Because you don't know when they're going to be gone. And I really do wish that I had 5 more minutes to talk with Seth. You know, just to say goodbye. Just to tell him how much he really did mean to me. God damn it, I did it again. Okay, well, let's hope that this recorded properly and I can get this onto SoundCloud and we can get this going. I don't know what else to say. We fired Ivor. We did the one true time and date format. I don't know if there's anything else to do, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, one and all, for listening to the Best Linux Games Podcast. This was episode 467, the final episode. Thank you, and good night.